Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day, together by the radio, open God's eternal word and study the word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God together today. We're turning in our Bible to the book of 1 John, chapter number 5. And I'm reading verse number 13 as I begin a new part in the study on dealing with. And we're looking at common problems that arises in the life of God's people. And we must learn how to deal with them, overcome them with victory in the Lord Jesus Christ, or else they will either destroy or severely damage our Christian usefulness in the service of our God. The Bible said in the book of 1 John chapter number 5 and verse number 13, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." Today we began a study on the subject dealing with doubt in the life of a child of God. Now I know as I mentioned that there are those who would say that if you ever doubt, you're not saved. I do not believe that to be true. I do believe it's possible and most likely that somewhere in your Christian journey you will have an experience or many experiences with doubting whether you're really saved or not. There is a need of preaching that raises questions concerning one's salvation. The Bible is very plain in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 13 and verse number 5. The Bible said, "Examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Prove you your own selves. Know you not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates." There are many people on earth today who profess Christianity and profess salvation that are not saved by the grace of God. Our church membership rolls are loaded down with people who have made a profession of salvation. They have joined the church and been baptized, but they know nothing about a new life in Christ. They know nothing about the Spirit of God indwelling them and the Word of God instructing them. And they know nothing about a living Lord living inside of them and living His life through them. Now, because of people like that, we need a lot of preaching on examining ourselves. And by the way, a salvation that cannot be tested cannot be trusted. If you cannot put your salvation to the test of a Bible examination, then I would not trust what you have to take me to heaven if I were you. So we ought to examine it, but I fear that in a lot of circles today, there is so much preaching on questioning salvation till there is a creation of doubts in a lot of life. Down through these many years of preaching, I've had to deal with several people who have doubts about their salvation. And so I want to take the time, open the Word of God, and allow God to speak to our heart in verses from the Word of God that gives us assurance of our salvation. Let me say in the very beginning, just as it is in conviction and in conversion, so it also is in the matter of assurance. That is not my job to convict sinners. It is not my job to save sinners. Neither is it my job to assure saints. It's my responsibility to preach the Word of God to those that are lost. It is the Holy Spirit's responsibility to convict them and convert them. It is also my responsibility to preach the Word of God to those who are saved. It is the job of the Holy Spirit to assure them of their salvation if they're saved. And if they're not saved, then it is His responsibility to show them their need of a Savior. So what I'm going to do during these days is simply preach the Word of God and allow the Holy Spirit to use the Word of God to speak to you about your own condition. If you're not saved, nothing would thrill my heart anymore than for God to use these messages to bring you to a place of realization you're not saved, bring you under Holy Ghost conviction, and save you by the marvelous grace of God. Then, if you are saved and struggling with doubts, then I pray that this series will be used of the Holy Spirit to open the eyes of your understanding about your salvation and give you some verses in the Word of God that you can rub in the devil's face and find the assurance that you need from God's eternal Word. Notice, if you will, in 1 John chapter number 5 and verse number 13, the Bible said, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." Notice again the first part of that verse. The Bible said, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life." This Bible teaches a no-so salvation. Salvation, being saved, being a child of God, is not something you guess about. It is not something that you go through life hoping you're saved, and you do not have to live your life hoping to go to heaven when you die. If this Bible teaches anything, this Bible teaches that you can be saved and know it. I'm glad that I know I'm saved by the grace of God. The blind man said in John chapter number 9, "One thing I know, I once was blind, but now I see." John said, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know." We're talking about an assurance in our salvation, a knowing that we're saved by the grace of God. Now listen to me. In assurance for salvation, there are three things that you might trust in to testify to you that you are saved. Number one, you can trust your feelings. But I remind you, feelings fluctuate. If you determine the reality of your salvation by how you feel, then you will live in doubts and questions the majority of your life, because feelings fluctuate. Something good happens, they go up. Something bad happens, they go down. You have a good Sunday at the house of God, you feel good. You don't have a good Sunday, you don't feel good. You cannot trust your feelings. Feelings are deceiving. Then number two, you can trust your friends. But I want to tell you, friends will fail. Your friends do not know whether you're saved or not. And what your friends think about you will not have one bit of merit when you stand before God and face Him. So you can trust your feelings, but feelings fluctuate. You can trust your friends, but friends fail. The third thing you can put your trust in is the facts of the Word of God. The Word of God is fixed and it's final, and it is forever. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but His words shall not pass away. The Bible said in Psalms 119, verse number 89, "Forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven." So again, I say unto you, you can trust your feelings, but your feelings fluctuate. You will never know the real joy of knowing you're saved and the real victory of the fact that you've been justified freely, fully, and forever if all you depend upon is your feelings. No, as a matter of fact, if you are in an evangelistic church and you rely upon your feelings for assurance of salvation, you'll be going to the altar about every 2 months and making another profession of salvation. But I want to say to you, dear friend, you do not trust your feelings. Then you do not trust your friends. They do not know. There is not another person on earth but you and God that knows about your salvation. So you cannot trust feelings. You cannot trust friends. But you can trust the facts of the Word of God. So what I want to do is come to the Word of God. There's where we get our assurance. And I want to give you three different ways to deal with our doubts and have the assurance that God wants us to have, that our sins are forgiven, our name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, we're headed for heaven, and we will make it one day, not because of our righteousness, but because of Christ's righteousness and the work of God's amazing grace in our life. You see, preacher, what are those three things? Let me name them, and then we'll deal with them beginning on the broadcast tomorrow. First of all, I know I'm saved, and you can know you're saved by the word of a holy God. God's word is our testimony. It is our assurance of salvation. John said, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know." So the Bible is giving us the words of assurance. We can know we're saved by the word of a holy God. Number two, we can know we're saved by the witness of the Holy Ghost. And by the way, the Holy Spirit never contradicts the Holy Scriptures. So we can know we're saved by the word of the Holy God. We can know we're saved by the witness of the Holy Ghost. And then number three, we can know we're saved by a working of heavenly grace. You see, you cannot be saved and there not be a change that grace wrought in your life. The Bible describes it this way in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new." So we can know we're saved by the word of a holy God. We can know we're saved by the witness of the Holy Ghost, and we can know we're saved by a working of heavenly grace in our lives. As I leave the broadcast today, I ask you the question, are you saved? Do you know you're saved? If not, then you can know by the word of God. And we'll look at this as the week of broadcasting unfolds. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio and study His Word together. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. We have a few churches and individuals that support us on a monthly basis, but we need to hear from a number of you. Would you pray for us? And then as the Lord directs your heart, sit down and write to us and share with us in the financial burden. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179, Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179, Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.